Johnson. And folks, tonight I'm calling you live from the southern tip of Belize, which is an absolute gorgeous country with some amazing Caribbean food, Caribbean music. And we came in during a major storm, and it's just now cleared up. So we are going to do a call tonight that's actually going to equip you. It's the 26th of June, and we've got 4 days left until the end of the month. If you're on the West Coast, you still have an evening to work your business. Those of you that are in New York and all the way down to the tip of Florida, you guys are just about getting ready to go to bed. Unless you're one of those diehards and you're working some leads out on the California coast, which there are some of you that are actually that smart to be working leads on the West Coast because the time zone works for you and not against you. My name is Dani Johnson. And prior to getting started in business for myself, I was a 19-year-old uneducated female who grew up in a home where my parents were drug addicts and my father was extremely abusive. I grew up believing that people like me don't succeed in anything, and when I heard about going into business for myself, it took me 2 months to get the courage to get started because I didn't believe that I would actually make it. In fact, I saw this as a surefire way to fail. And that's actually why I got started. I figured if I failed 90% of the time, I still would be doing better than any job I could ever get out there in the marketplace because the people that I was looking at were making six figures a month, and if I failed their income by 90%, I still would be making six figures a year. And to me, that would be worth it. If it took me 20 years to figure out how to get good at it, it took me 20 years to figure out the skill that I needed to be able to possess that sort of an income, there's no way at JCPenney's I'd be able to do that kind of an income. So I got started in my first 6 months. I failed miserably. I went $25,000 in debt living off of my credit cards, then found a training seminar that I could not afford and was not the right timing for me. Wasn't in a local area, just was not a good thing. But I heard if I didn't go, I'd fail worse than I was already failing, and that just wasn't an option for me. So I went, came out, made $4,000 in 8 days, bringing in 25 people into my business. From there, wound up making just a little over $50,000 in just a few months following that very first training. I plugged into several trainings from there. I then ran off and got married on a whim, and the guy that I married drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, and left me with a $35,000 debt, $2 resets to my name, and completely homeless, living literally out of my car, showering in public places, completely destitute, depressed, oppressed, full of fear, full of doubt and unbelief, and thinking that my life was going to be this way forever. After several weeks of just crying the blues and blaming everybody and not taking any responsibility, I got really sick and tired of the lifestyle that I had set before myself and started a business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth and made $2,000 the first 10 hours, $6,500 the next 30 hours, and $10,000 the first full-time month. From there, made $250,000 the first year, made my first million by the end of my first, by the end of my second year. This all happened by the time I was 23 years of age. Since then, I have been building businesses and teaching other people how to build businesses now since that time of, in 1990. And I have 5 children. I am married, met my husband through the industry. In fact, we are down here with 4 of my 5 kids right now, taking a little bit of time to unplug, except for this call, of course. So anyway, we've been blessed. Honestly, I believe that God gave us a chance to succeed, and I believe that he is giving you the same sort of chance. Otherwise, you would be watching Seinfeld or reruns of your favorite television show right now, but instead you've taken time out of your schedule to be on a call like this one to learn how to get ahead, to learn some tips or techniques, maybe some skill development on how you can improve your life in your job, in your marriage, with your parenting, or in your home-based business. And so we have a number of people, in fact, a couple thousand people that are listening right now from all over the world, as you heard in those introductions. And we want to thank those of you that are leaders that have tapped in a few hundred people yourself on your own conference bridges because you really care about your organization or your team or your marketing organization, whatever it is you want to call it. And you want to make sure they were able to capitalize on the profits that are going to be spoken out tonight. Because tonight I'm going to give you a few things that are literally going to help you make money. In the next 48 hours, you have a great chance of actually earning more money in the next 48 hours than you have so far this entire month, all 26 days combined. And that's my goal tonight, is to give you some tips that will be able to do that, to actually add momentum to your month, even if you have none, but to create some momentum out of absolute thin air. There's a couple quick points that I want to find out. First of all, I want to see, is Laura Lee Johnson on the line with me right now?
No.
Okay, I'm going to give her a chance maybe to get on towards the end of the call. She was supposed to be interviewed last week, and I want you guys to hear from her. Some of you that were in Virginia Beach last weekend, you had the chance to hear from her. Amazing young woman, 19 years old, doing some amazing things, and we wanted you to hear from her heart how this has made a difference in her life as a 12-year-old kid who first started plugging in to the type of equipping that it is that we do. And so we wanted you to hear from her, but we'll see if she maybe gets on the line at the end. Okay, now, a couple things. First thing is I want you to write this down. Idle minds lead to procrastination, fear, doubt, unbelief, and defeat. That's my first point for tonight. Idle minds. If the mind is left idle, if it's left on autopilot, it leads to procrastination, fear, doubt, unbelief, and defeat. If you are allowing your mind to remain idle, then just about anything is directing it. And to be quite honest with you, the 9.5 hours a day that the media impacts your mind, it is impacting your mind for debt. It is impacting your mind for mediocrity. It is impacting your mind for giving in and settling for less. It is certainly not impacting your mind nor equipping you with skills that are necessary for you to go out and to succeed beyond your wildest dreams. A, if you have any wildest dreams, period. So if your mind is left idle, it's going to lead to procrastination, fear, doubt, unbelief, and defeat. So if you're experiencing any of those symptoms right now, fear, doubt, unbelief, procrastination, it is because you've left your mind idle, and it's time to change that. When I first started out, quite honestly, I was one of those idle-type minds, meaning that my mind was just kind of on autopilot. You know how you got cruise control in your car? Same kind of thing with my mind. In fact, I had never poured anything good into my mind prior to getting started in business for myself. Then once I got into business for myself, my business depended on my mind being fed with things, tips, techniques, strategies, whatever, that I needed so that I could advance my skill and therefore advance my value in the marketplace. The second point I wanted to make is that idle hands lead to poverty. So if an idle mind leads to procrastination, fear, doubt, unbelief, and defeat, it obviously is going to lead to idle hands, which lead to poverty. And so oftentimes, especially as I teach and coach and consult different companies from around the world, I do find that people think they're working their business. I do find there are people who think they are doing the activities in which they're going to make them profitable. But the reality is that there's only one activity that actually leads to the most profits, and that is prospecting. That is adding new people to your business, to your clientele, and expanding that clientele, expanding the reach, expanding your exposure. And if that isn't happening on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, then the business is about to take a turn for the worse. Now, there's so many people that seem to constitute checking their email as prospecting. They seem to constitute thinking about talking to somebody as prospecting. There's even some of those that actually think praying about talking to people seems to equal prospecting, and to be quite honest with you, it does not. Realphabetizing your list of contacts. Resending the same old emails to the same dead prospects seems to be prospecting in some people's minds. But I'm going to tell you right now, the best form of prospecting that's going to get you the best percentage shot is actually talking to live bodies each and every day. So I have a question for you. How many people today did you present your opportunity to? Whether you are a real estate agent, an insurance broker, let's say that you market medical benefits, let's say you're an attorney or a doctor, how many brand new prospects did you share with what your business model is today? How many today? Write down the number. Some of you, the number is zero. Some of you, the number is 20. You're the only one that knows what that answer is, and you're also the only one, based on what that number is today, determines whether or not you are on track. So idle hands will lead to poverty. That actually is not Danny Johnson speaking. That's actually the word of God. That's exactly what it says in Proverbs, that idle hands lead to poverty, that idle hands makes a man's roof leak. That's what it says. It's real simple. We know how to become impoverished. So here's what I want you to look at is, what did you do today to be able to help grow your company? What did you do today to help grow your organization? And if it's about just talking to the same old people listening that are already a part of your company, I'm sorry, those are idle hands. If you spend most of your day solving problems in your business, I'm sorry, those are idle hands. If you spent most of your day thinking about to contemplate, reevaluate whether or not you're going to talk to somebody, those are idle hands. If you spent your day training people that are still already in your organization, that they've already been trained several times, that you spent your day listening to them whine, murmur, and complain how come their business isn't going where they think it should be, my friends, those are idle hands. Because if you're not spending 80% of your days prospecting, your hands are idle, and it will eventually lead to poverty. Number three, the question I have for you, and it's a question that you need to ask yourself, is would you hire you? According to your current work ethic today in your business, would you hire you? And based on your production today with your business, would you hire you? Or would you promote you to the next level? Good question to ask yourself, isn't it? I had someone pose that question to me about 16 and a half years ago, and it about shocked me because my answer was, no, I wouldn't. And the reason why is I spent most of my day whining, murmuring, and complaining. I spent most of my day in doubt. I spent most of my day looking for other things to do that was busy work instead of doing the activities in which actually made me profitable. And so that's a question I have to ask you. Would you hire you? I'm not talking about your production and your job. I'm not talking about your production any other place other than would you hire you for your home-based business? It's a great question to ask yourself, isn't it? Now, who would you want to hire for your home-based business? Who would you want to hire to get on the phones? Who would you want to hire to actually build a rapport and establish a good relationship with prospects? Who would you want to hire to do these things? I'm sure you can come up with somebody. And my question to you is, how do you expect to attract that somebody if we're not willing to step up and be that somebody ourselves? Good question, isn't it? Now, based on your personal production, now I want to ask you, what gets somebody hired? A couple different things. Number one is production, past production and current kind of production, the kind of production that is a promise of what they will do. Number two is an attitude of willingness, an attitude of I will do whatever it takes to make it work, an attitude that is teachable, an attitude that is hungry, an attitude that is eager to please. That is the kind of attitude that is going to get somebody a high-paying position in a great corporation. Now, as far as that attitude of, you know, trying to go the extra mile, that attitude of being the first one in, the last one to leave, versus that person, and it never is shocking to me, and I mean it's never shocking to me, why people get fired. It's never shocking to me why people get laid off, and it's never shocking to me why people can't keep a job. And here's why. In most cases, not in all, but in most cases, somebody who is looking to cut corners is usually going to be the person that's going to get laid off. Why? The company has to cut corners, and it's usually going to pick somebody that's been cutting corners. For example, when your boss isn't looking, what are you doing? It's a great question, isn't it? Well, the difference is that you are your own boss if you're running a business. You are your own boss, and my question to you is, what are you doing when there is no boss there? You see, a lot of us have a hard time transitioning from being in the workplace, having somebody over us, and then all of a sudden being in business for ourselves and having nobody over us. And what we do on those days doesn't always seem to add up to production. And so for some of us, and that's just how it used to be with me, which is pathetic. I mean, we're talking about transparency here tonight. So when we start off and we begin to cut corners, when we begin to watch TV instead of watching a DVD, you know, that can help us to succeed, instead of, you know, listening to, let's say, the MP3 that you received in Virginia, or instead of listening to, you know, prospect and close your way to millions, the one of those audios on how to prospect and close literally as a professional, how to change your nonverbal communication, how to increase your closing ratios. What if, you know, instead of listening to, you know, Home Presentation Success System on how to really do a multi-million-dollar presentation that could wrap around any kind of business that you're in, instead of listening to those things, we're cutting corners and instead we're listening to the radio. Or instead we're reading some juicy novel. or instead we're reading the newspaper, or instead we're watching the news on the television, or watching some stupid sitcom that's doing nothing but, you know, frying your brain cells. That's what I mean by cutting corners. You see, it's no small wonder why people succeed. It's those that go the extra mile. It's those that on target are going after exactly what it is that they want. They're the ones that get it. But man, it is those who become idle in front of the television, idle in front of the radio, idle in front of a newspaper, idle in front of a book that's not going to help grow their life are the ones who stay in poverty. It's really not difficult to see why some succeed and why some don't. So if in your profession, let's say in your job or in your business, you're looking to cut corners, you're looking to, okay, let me get the hold of the cheapest lead that I can, and I hope to really find some great contacts out of that. Give me a break. Give me a break. Listen, if you don't have enough leads and you've already purchased some really good quality leads and you need some more filler time, then I suggest, yeah, get a hold of some dirt cheap leads so you can get the practice. But you cannot expect to get some really good, hot quality prospects out of something that's really dirt cheap. Ain't gonna happen. You get what you pay for. You get out what you put in the life. It's just that simple. Some of you, for example, you've been feeding off of it. There's nothing wrong with this, but many of you feeding off of the free stuff at the DannyJohnson.com website. Nothing wrong with that, but you can't expect to get the results that my clients have gotten by plugging into a live event. Do you understand? It's okay if you want to stay there. Here's a private example. I mean, you heard Renee last Monday night on the call. You heard several testimonials last Monday night on the call. You know, and if we are getting on a call and we're expecting, well, gosh, how come I haven't made $280,000 in 17 months like Renee has? Well, gosh, I've seen Renee every single month since I met Renee in October. Every single month. Well, gosh, you know, how come I went to First Steps one time. How come I'm not earning what Jackie O'Quinn is earning? Well, Jackie didn't go once. He's been every month since I met him in September. How does that happen? In fact, my gosh, each time that I've done three events in three different cities, I've seen the guy three separate times in a month. I mean, it's crazy. So how does that happen? That happens because you get out what you put in. Same with Bryn up in Seattle. My gosh, this girl's making a couple $1,000s a week. When she first got started, she was making zero. When Bryn first got started up in Seattle, she had five people that she drugged to five different opportunities that she was in. She had zero credibility, she had zero skills, and she had zero track record for her business, nothing but spending money and not making any money. Let's check it out. So here, oh my gosh, not only do I see her every month, but she lines up around midnight the night before to make sure she gets a front row seat. That's, you get out what you put in. I have seen her in Los Angeles. I have seen her in Minneapolis. I have seen her in Virginia Beach. I have seen her, my gosh, I've seen her everywhere. I saw her in Atlanta. Saw her in Dallas. Do I need to keep saying it? You get out what you put in. So you can't expect to get something for nothing. You can't expect to put in a tiny bit of effort and expect to get a whole lot of results. It doesn't work that way. Like I said, it's no small wonder why some succeed and some don't. The writing is so simply on the wall. Now, maybe you have had a hard month this month. Maybe this month, you know, every once in a while, and by the way, that's just the way it works sometimes, that there's a law of averages with everything that we do, that maybe this so far this month, in the first 26 days of this month, man, for whatever the reason is, who knows what it is, maybe it's just your turn. Sometimes it happens, I hope you know. You know, the law of averages works like this, that for every action, there is a reaction. And, for example, if I plant one seed of corn, that doesn't mean that I'm going to reap one ear of corn. I have to plant many more, and then I'll reap far more. That's how it works. You never know which seed is actually going to produce the fruit. And so maybe this is just one of those months. Maybe the month before you had a phenomenal month, and maybe next month you'll have a phenomenal month, and maybe the next 4 days you'll be absolutely just raking in the coals. But let's just say that so far this month it's been a hard month. You've got a few battle wounds right now as it is. I'm going to tell you something. If that's where you're at, let's say that you've just done, you know, hundreds of dials and you've come up short. Let's say that, you know, that you've worked hard at trying to get people to show up for presentations. It's just not. Let's say that you've done everything you possibly can in your power to get the kind of results that you want. And let's say that it just hasn't happened. All I have to tell you is that Sometimes that happens. Sometimes it does. Okay? And I'm going to tell you something. It's time to shake it off. It's time to play injured. Do not let the prospects see you sweat. Don't let your team see you sweat. In fact, all it shows you is that there's a place for improvement. That's all this shows you. But if you've had a hard month, but if things haven't gone your way, it's time to shake it off. It's time to play injured. It's don't let them see you sweat. And understand, all this does, the last 26 days, if that's where you've been, all it's doing is showing you what isn't working. That's all. And it's not the business. It's not the product. It's not the leads. It's not the area you're working in. None of that stuff means anything. What means, what does need improvement is your skill. That's what needs improvement. Let me give you a prime example. I have a young lady by the name of Nicole, who is in my prospecting and closing class this month. This young lady has been in the business for 9 solid months. For some unknown reason, her sponsor has not pressed her to go to First Steps to Success, but she did see, a value in purchasing leads to the tune of 500 leads a month and working 500 leads for 9 straight months. That's 4,500 leads this young lady has worked for 9 straight months. Why her sponsor has not pressed her from day one, you need to go to First Steps to Success, I have no clue. I have no clue at all. And if any of you that are in leadership that are not telling your people straight, listen, if you want to succeed and you've got this kind of ambition, you need to put yourself in front of First Steps so that your business will become easier for her. Why this upline did not say that, I have no clue. However, comma, she took it upon herself to plug into the prospecting and closing class and check out what happened. Now, Nicole has a strong desire. She's got a persistent spirit. She's got a willingness to learn. She is hungrier than hungry. The problem is she makes her life a little bit more difficult on herself than she needs to, which some of you do the same thing. So she finally gets into a prospecting and closing class, and I'm so proud of her that she took it upon herself to do such a thing. And guess what happened? By the second week, Nicole, okay, now hold on, with 4,500 leads that she's done in 9 months, she has sponsored 4 people. In 9 months, she has brought in 4 people into her business. Now, I got to tell you, that is a rare breed of a person. I would not have lasted 9 months and gone through 4,500 leads. No way. Never eat me. I don't have that kind of guts. This young lady has that kind of serious guts. So with 4,500 leads, has sponsored 4 people in 9 months. Most of you don't have that kind of persistence. For those of you that do, man, I am proud of you. You are far more persistent than I am. So she gets in the class. By the second week, she gets piped up with a testimony. And the testimony is that she sponsored 4 people in a week. So what took her 9 months to do, because she shook it off, she played injured, she didn't let him see her sweat, she persisted, and she looked at, I think I need help with prospecting and closing because I'm not getting anyone started. She looked at how she could increase her skill and sponsored 4 people in 1 week. So what took her 9 months to do, she did in a week. Friends, so if you have had a hard month, it's just showing you what isn't working, and it is not the leads, it is not the product, it is not the company, and it is not the area. None of those things changed for Nicole. Did you hear me? None of them. Nicole did not switch companies. She did not switch product lines. She did not move to a new area, and she didn't change her leads. None of that changed. The only thing that changed was her skill set. Why? She invested into her skill set. The bottom line is if you do that, you're going to see a result just like she saw a result. Okay? Now, maybe you've been on track all month long. Maybe you've had an amazing month. Maybe you've had a record time of getting a hold of people. Maybe you've had a record time of getting people in front of your website, in front of a pre-recorded call. Maybe it's you've gotten people face-to-face to present them what it is that you do. Maybe you do live presentations, however way it is that you do what you do. But maybe you've just had an amazing month. Maybe this has been like, woohoo, things are awesome, I'm feeling good, things are working for me. Maybe that's where you're at. Listen to me. Do not let your guard down. The game isn't over yet. The month is not over yet. There are four days left in this month. It is time to put your head down, forge ahead stronger than the way you began this month. Forge ahead stronger than you did last week. Do not get cocky. the game isn't over yet. Come on, we have all watched ball games where things like that have happened. We have all watched ball games. We've all been in some kind of competition or some type of a game where, you know, we are so far ahead and boom, we let our guard down, then all of a sudden something sneaks up behind us. And here's why, and this is what I'm going to tell you. I started this call with point one and point two. Point one being idle minds lead to procrastination, fear, doubt, and defeat. And number two, that idle hands lead to poverty. So here is the trap. If you've had a phenomenal month, you will not, you cannot, you must not become idle with your mind. I have watched this happen so many times. In fact, just today on the airplane, as I was heading down here, young, precious, 26-year-old Jewish gal that, well, those of you that know me really well, you know what happened. You know what happened with that. Anyway, so this young lady, she just starts opening up to me and just pouring her heart out. And she's telling me that when, you know, by the time she was 20, she had owned a couple homes. She had been in real estate, making all kinds of money, full-on risk-taker. And all of a sudden now, full of fear, totally doesn't know what's wrong. She's afraid of her boyfriend cheating on her. She's afraid of losing money. She's got this business idea of starting this wedding planning business here in Belize, and she's afraid it's not going to work. She goes, I don't know what's wrong with me. She says, I am so much more fearful today than I was when I was 21, 22, 23. I don't know what's happened to me. Well, this is basically what I told her, and in a nutshell is this, is that once you think you have arrived, once you think for a moment that you are ahead of the game, and you start to let your guard down, now your mind has become idle, and your hands have become idle, and they both lead to poverty. That's the bottom line. So I'm telling you right now, now is not the time to get comfortable. Now is not the time to give in. Do not, whatever you do, do not let the pressure up. I say forge ahead. It is the last quarter, my friends. It is time to keep your head down. It is time to give it the strongest punch you've ever given it. Now is the time that if you've already reached your goal, then double the stinking goal. Do not stop where you're at, whatever you do, because if you do stop, you know where it leads. It leads to point number one and point number two. So here's the deal. The deal is that I'm going to give you a strategy that is superior right now. So if you have a pen and paper handy, I want to show you what you can do with the next 4 days of this month. 3 days actually left. If you're including tonight, you've got, you know, 3 3/4 of a day. But here's the deal. Whether you are in that position where your month has knocked you off your feet or your month has shocked you and you're doing amazing, my advice is for the same for the two of you. You that's been doing great, it ain't over yet. You better push forward better, bigger and better than you've ever done it before. If you're the one that has had a slump, shake it off, get over it, play injured, and let's get busy. So here's the deal. The deal is that many of you have talked to a number of people throughout this month. Now, for some of you that have heard nothing but, no, I need to think about it, I need to talk to my spouse, and this isn't for me, and I'm not interested, and all of that kind of stuff that you've heard all month long because you haven't quite yet possessed the skill on how to handle those objections, or you haven't gotten the conviction to handle those objections, or you haven't built your posture to be able to handle those objections. If you haven't built those things up, that's okay, because you should have a long list of people who have given you the runaround. What I want you to do is I want you to take that long list of people that have given you the runaround, and you're going to turn that into profits. I got to tell you a real quick story. After my very first month, and this is so funny because this is completely applicable with what I'm talking about tonight. I wasn't even thinking about it when I wrote this. When I first got started, I told you that I had made $4,000 in 8 days after my 6 months of failure. Then I got really cocky, and I thought, man, look what I did. I'm so awesome. I did an amazing job. Woohoo, Danny, you're on the other side of it. You're going to make it now. Yeah, that's what I did. I got real cocky, and the month of December with me and all of my cockiness, I had a big, fat 0 month. I mean, a 0 month. That wasn't because I wasn't talking to people. It wasn't because I wasn't working, but it definitely was because I lost my edge. I got cocky. My guard was down. I stopped learning. I stopped listening. I became the big, fat-headed expert in my local training center. Well, here comes January, and how many months can you live without a paycheck? Not many. So here's January. I wind up flying over to Salt Lake City, Utah for another seminar, that, again, that I could not afford. Okay, wound up going into debt to pay for that second seminar. And I come out of that thing, and oh, my gosh, I saw something written on the board in about 15 minutes, and we were not allowed to ask any questions. Well, lo and behold, a crazy thing happened. Here I am, I'm towards the end of the month. I had written this goal at the very beginning of the month that I wanted to do $25,000 worth of sales volume that month. I wanted to create $25,000 because that's what was created in those 8 days. Now, mind you, I had some help in those 8 days when that was done, and I was listening and learning. Well, here it was January. I wasn't going to have any help, just like I didn't have any help in December. And here I thought I was full of myself. Well, January, I know. I stink. I'm doing terrible. I had a slump month, and I'm going to have another one because here it is. Guess what? It's around the 26th of the month. The month is almost over, and I have no volume. Well, I remember walking in that training center one day and looking at my desk, and I had written that goal of 25,000 so many times that I sank it through several months. It was like one of those desk calendars, one of those big, big giant desk calendars that shows the whole month. Well, I had written it at the very bottom, 25,000, so many times, and I just sat there dwelling on how I couldn't do it. I was dwelling on how I didn't think I had what it took. I was dwelling on, oh, my gosh, it's such a big goal. Why did I set that goal so big? I buried myself with absolute fear. Certainly, I'd get on the phone and do the motions, as some of you guys have been. When you get on the phone, you kind of just go through the motions. You're just kind of reading the script. But deep down inside, man, you are totally afraid of rejection. Deep down inside, you are totally afraid that you're not going to make it. Deep down inside, you're really wondering if you're the only idiot that really sees the opportunity to go out there and make yourself wealthy or get yourself out of debt or whatever. I sat there that whole month, just my heart was not in the right place. It certainly wasn't a place of posture or conviction. It was absolutely in defeat. Why? Because an idle mind leads to procrastination, fear, doubt, and unbelief and defeat. And remember, I got cocky. When you get cocky, you stop learning. When you stop learning, your mind becomes idle, which eventually leads to poverty. So, there I am, last couple days of the month, and I'm about to have another 0 month. I walk in my office, and I got mad. I saw that goal, and I got mad that I let a number trip me up. I let a stupid number freak me out. I let a stupid number cause to control me with fear. I let a stupid number make me worry that I couldn't do it. I got so upset at that calendar that I was staring at. I wrote on top of it big, huge letters diagonally across that big monthly calendar, done deal, with a big, fat exclamation point. I picked up the phone, and I started dialing with a vengeance this time. And I got on the phone, and I just started pretending like I knew what I was doing. I went at it with all I got. Listen, I had a huge stack of people who had come through and seen the presentation, but all told me, no, I need to think about it. I need to talk to my spouse. This isn't for me. Whatever the stupid reason was that they did not sign up, some of them I had seen a month and a half before. Some of them I had seen just 2 weeks before. I mean, are you with me? Some of them were ice-stinking cold leads, okay? They didn't get any colder than that. There are people who came and saw it a month and a half ago and told me no, and I never follow up with them. So here I grabbed this big stack, and I just pretended like I knew what I was doing. I got on there, I'm like, boom, 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 and I'm talking to people. I'm going to give you the words in which I said, which the words really are futile. But what's most important that I hope you get across was the attitude. The attitude of done deal, I'm going to do this, come hell or high water. I got to make this thing work, and it's got to happen now. No longer am I going to allow fear, worry, doubt, unbelief, any of that kind of stuff going to bury me with some stupid number. It's time for me to step up and make this thing happen. And I did. In fact, in an hour and a half, created $35,000 worth of sales volume out of people who said, no, I need to think about it and talk to my spouse. It's not for me, and I'm not interested. How in the world does that happen? By the end of the second day, I created $65,000 worth of sales volume and made an $11,000 paycheck for myself. This all happened in 2 days, friends. Again, with a slump of a month. With an absolute slump of a month, I got on the phone and pretended like I knew what I was doing. In fact, I pretended like the guy that showed this on the whiteboard. I did. I pretended like I was already a millionaire. I pretended like I was somebody that people wanted to work with. I pretended like I knew what I had going on. I pretended like I knew what I was talking about. I didn't even understand the terms in which I was using, let alone knowing what I was doing. I didn't know what I was doing at all. bottom line is I walked by faith and not by sight. I did not walk by the sight of the reality that I was living in. I was walking by the faith of who I wanted to become. I'm going to say that again because that ministered to me. I walked by the faith in who I wanted to become instead of walking by the sight of what I had already seen. The sight was telling me you're failing, it's not going to work, you're in debt, and you're going to continue to fail. The faith in me said, no, you're going to make it. You're going to make something of yourself. You're going to make not only some of yourself, but you're going to make something of other people who don't believe in themselves. And went out there and did it. So what did I do? Well, I essentially got on the telephone and very simply called the people back who told me no. And I called them back and said, hey, John, you know what? You and I spoke about 3 weeks ago. And when you came in, you said that you were looking for an opportunity to make some additional income so you could get out of debt. Now, were you serious about getting out of debt or not? Oh, yes, I'm serious about getting out of debt, Danny. Well, listen, let me tell you what I got going on. I'm sure that it is not for you, but here's the deal. I don't want you calling me later telling me how come I didn't give you a chance. So if you have the pen and paper handy, I'm going to explain to you something that's going on that you will absolutely regret if you totally miss out on it. So here's the deal. Right now, it's the last couple days of the month, and there's a qualifying and effective month. You see, the qualifying month is getting to a position in which you can actually earn the maximum payout on the compensation plan, and the effective month is when you actually get to earn at that position. You see, your qualifying month, you don't get the chance to be able to earn the top dollars. In fact, those top dollars actually roll up to somebody else who is qualified at that position. So where we're at right now is this, is that we only have 2 days left here in the month. And with that 2 days, that means that 2 days will only be your qualifier, which means that starting on the 1st of July, you will be fully qualified to receive the full 50% on the upfront part of the retail portion of that compensation structure. That also means that you will be able to receive 30% profit on the wholesale side of things, as well as be able to receive bonuses for establishing other people in a home-based business. Now, this is basically how it's going to work. I've been interviewing people all month long. In fact, the day that you came in, there were a number of other people that came in and took a look at the presentation as well. Some extremely qualified, some I wouldn't work with if they paid me to work with them. However, the deal is that I'm going to be contacting a number of different individuals that I've been interviewing throughout the month. And what I'm looking for is I'm looking to establish somebody in a project position. What I'd like to do is help to build somebody a paycheck over the next couple of days. But I'm not here to waste your time, and I'm certainly not here to waste mine. I'm looking for someone that's deadly serious about getting out of debt and wanting to go to work immediately. So here it is, John. This is what it's going to take. If you can step into that very top position, and at the time, folks, when I did this, the top position was $5,000 to get started actually at the second position in the company. Top position was $125,000. So here was, I said, if you want to start, which I would never do to somebody in a millionaire, but anyway, I know that there's some of you that have the ability to do that. More power to you. Bless you. But anyway, so I said, John, it's going to take $5,000 for you to step into this position, and whoever gets started in that position first and brings me two people before the end of the month has the greatest chance at being at the very top of the organization that I'm going to build. You see all the people that I've interviewed all month long? I'm going to be placing them in somebody else's business. And so out of everyone that I've talked to, the people who are the ones who step up first has the first chance of being at the very top of that organization out of all the people. In other words, you have the chance of benefiting from my work and effort this month. As you've been sitting at home figuring out what you're going to do, I've been working and developing relationships and developing business contacts with individuals that are looking to get started in a home-based business. As I place them in that home-based business, somebody's going to be at the very top of that organization. And then when we start in July 1st, what happens in July, throughout this whole organization that I'm putting together, the person at the very top benefits the most, no question. So that person in that very top position, for every dime of product that is moved or any one of our services that are marketed in the marketplace, the person at the top of that organization is going to receive profit for work that they have not done. Now, I'm not just going to put anybody in this position. I've got to know that that person is deadly serious and is willing to go to work, willing to learn, and willing to give it a try. So, John, are you in or out? Well, I made my first phone call, and that first person said, I'm in. So then I called the next person, and I said, hey, you know what, Sarah, here's the deal. And I gave Sarah the same exact explanation of what it was that I was doing. Now, look, John was somebody that wasn't going to do anything. And so I gave the proposition, then he decided to step into something. was not going to do anything. Already, you know, gave me some lame excuse and totally lost touch with her. Might have been a month, might have been a month and a half, could have been 2 weeks, who knows. Called that very same person, called the second person, gave the same exact message, and then say, hey, listen, I just got off the phone with John. He has stepped into that top position, meaning he purchased that fast track program. Right now, so far, he's in the running, but I'm looking for whoever can place themselves in that position as well as bring me two people before the end of the month, and whoever gets that done first is the person who has the best shot at being at the top. So, Sarah, are you in or out? So I basically went through this long list of people, and that's how we created 35,000. The first night, had seven people step in at that $5,000 position. Isn't that crazy? 35,000. Now, these were five people that were not going to do a thing. Okay? So did it matter to me that I put them all in an organization? Not a bit. In fact, I believe the way I did is I put one person at the very top who I then put two underneath him and then probably one each below that. Something like that. Not totally sure. I made a, you know, Gabe and John all first level. I doubt that I did something like that. But the point was, is none of those people are going to do anything unless I leveraged the position. And because I leveraged the position, it made them teeter to the other side. Okay? So this is what I call leveraging. This is what I call putting a fire underneath somebody's feet to make them move. Instead of it being dead weight, people that are saying no, blah, blah, blah. Now, some of you right now are going, well, I don't think I can do that with my compensation plan. I think I work at unit level. Get a grip. These are people that are not doing anything. I'd much rather get something than nothing. Are you with me? I'd rather get something than nothing. Here's another thing. Some of you have a compensation structure where you're working something like a binary or a matrix. What I just showed you works beautifully for that. But the problem is that most of you are giving away people that are doing nothing. Let me restate that. Some of you that work in an organization where you actually have to place people underneath somebody else. So if you bring in John, you have an existing organization that you have to place John inside of. Some of you are just putting it underneath like this dead weight leg that you have. I'm telling you, that's crazy, stupid, nuts, and totally not profitable. Not profitable for the person that you just placed in the dead organization, not profitable for the organization that is dead, that is waiting for you to build their business for them. What I'm telling you is this. Never in a million years would I ever place a brand new person underneath anybody unless they worked for it. So here's how you can leverage this inside your organization. Here, let's say you've got John and you've got all these people who told you no, but then you've got to place John somewhere in your business, don't you? And if you work a matrix or a binary, you have to place John in an existing organization. So what I'm posing for you to do is this, is that you call both sides of that organization, or you call all the legs that you have active and say, hey, listen, and again, you're going to call your organization that's already in your business, they're already established and they're somewhat working or they're somewhat sitting on an organization themselves not doing anything. So you call those people and say, hey, listen, here's the deal. I've just gotten John started. John has stepped up into that $5,000 package. He's deadly serious about building the business. I also got Sarah that is ready to fly on the deal also. In fact, these two people will be plugging into First Steps to Success in Denver, Colorado, July 15th and 16th, next month, 3 weeks from now. They're going to be plugging into First Steps to Success, and I can't just place them anywhere. So just to let you know, Tom, I am actually going to be calling Jeff. I'm going to be calling Nick. And I'm also going to be calling Sammy. I'm going to be letting these people know that I have this new person, John, as well as Sarah, that I have to place in an organization. Whoever brings me two people by midnight tomorrow night gets John and Sarah. Got to go. I have to call Jeff. Got to call Nick. Got to call Sandy. Talk to you soon. Bye. Boom. I'm out of there. I call the next person. Hey, listen, just to let you know, I just got off the phone with Tom. And I've got these two new people started. They're ready to fly. One's already stepping in the top position. They're both going to First Steps to Success July 15th and 16th in Denver, Colorado. They are ready to build a business that I can't just place them anywhere. So what I'm looking for is I'm looking for whoever, and just to let you know, I already called Tom. I will be calling Nick, and I will be calling Sandy. Whoever steps up between all of you and brings me two people before midnight tomorrow night gets her. So I'd be doing this throughout my organization. And so here I've got John and Sarah working to be the project, as well as calling all those deadweight people that told me, no, I need to think about it. I'm creating leverage there. Now I'm going to leverage this organization with my existing organization. It works the same exact way with volume that you've got going on right now in your business. If you're a leader in your business and you've got volume happening and you've got people just barely you know, just not quite hitting a certain position. Let's say that in your company that you have to develop like 5 managers or something like that, okay? What you do is you use the leverage from your prospecting to get those, to create those managers. Let's say a manager has to bring in 8 people into their business, right? Well, you're going to take your guy, John, okay, which will not count for them because it has to be personally sponsored. So here you've got John, right? And you're going to take the leverage with this new organization you built. You call the guy who's got, let's say, 4 of the 8 that he needs, and you say, dude, here's the deal. I've got this new organization here. If you bring me 2 people my name tomorrow, I'll see what I can do about having it, but I'm also calling so-and-so, so-and-so, and so-and-so. Okay? So let's say that he wins it. You find another piece of clean, you call him back, hey, listen, 2 more, and it's yours. You develop the manager, you place a new organization with an organization that just hit that manager position, you got double time momentum. Double time. Okay? All right, that's enough for now. It's enough to get you started in the right direction. You can do this with promotions. You can do this with positions. You can do this with sponsoring. You can do this with contests. When you look at your organization and you see what's going on and you see that somebody needs an extra little push, don't just give it to them. Make them work for it. Clearly make them work for it. This is major momentum that can be created out of absolute thin air. Absolute thin air. Hey, I'm wondering, did Laura Lee jump on the line with me yet? No, that's fine. Okay, here, the 2 last things that I wanted to let you know. I just mentioned to you that Denver, Colorado, First Step Success is July 15th and 16th. The second thing that I want to give to you is this, let you know, is that right on your calendars right now, July 20th and July 27th. Listen, if any of you know teachers, you know people in ministry that are affecting children, if any of you know people that, let's say, even work for the YMCA, they are counselors. They could be guidance counselors in schools. Maybe you know parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles. Maybe you're one of them. If you at all in the least bit care about the next generation that is being trained up to lead our world, if you in the least bit care or in the least bit want to have or make a mark, make an impact. I cannot stress to you enough that July 20th and 27th is a teleseminar about grooming the next generation for success. There's a whole lot of stuff you can listen to out there about parenting, but this is beyond that. This is about grooming the next generation for success. This is about 7 key strategies and 7 key areas to literally form them for success instead of mediocrity. Don't you want to know that whatever kid it is that you are around, to know that you could at least plant a seed to help them to succeed in life? You may be that one and only. To be honest with you, it took me 20 years before I found somebody, or before the somebody found me. 20 years. And it took a perfect stranger that planted a seed in me, and his name is Ed Negrelli. 20 years to have one person plant one seed, and here we are today. He spoke one word over me. That word was like a drop of water on a desert. I would not be where I'm at today had someone did not make that tiny little, one little word that was spoken over me that has now sprouted into tens of thousands of people being affected by what I do. Never would have happened had that word not be spoken over me. And so you can have a major impact, whether it's with your grandchildren, your nieces and your nephews. Maybe you're a godparent. Maybe you just love kids. Maybe you've got children in your home. Maybe you've got stepchildren in your home. Maybe part of your profession is that. Maybe you've got a strong desire to make an impact with the youth, make an impact with young little ones. Maybe you're a preschool teacher. Maybe you know some. Folks, if you go right now to their website, you're going to find a page that talks about grooming the next generation for success. I think you'll find it at www.amazingteleseminars.com/gen for generations. I don't know, JP, if you're still on the line with me, you can tell me if that is confirmed, if that is the web address for that. And he'll just interrupt me. Just interrupt me whenever you feel like it. I don't know if you're listening to me on speakerphone or not. But if you go, and if you go to DannyJohnson.com, maybe look through events on that website, you might be able to find it there. There is a page that's going to pop up that has information on it. You can print that out. You can pass that out. You can pass it out to everybody you know. You can print out as many as you want. Go for it. Send people to the website. It's only $97. It is 2 days. It's a teleseminar from the comfort of your own home at 5 p.m. California time, 5 to 7. It's 2 hours long, and it's only $97. And we're throwing in the MP3s for free, which normally those MP3s are $97. So friends, family members, whatever, if you care at all about what is being groomed up to run this world eventually someday, whew, I know that you want to have, I will know that you will at least want to leave a mark in somebody's life. And you can do that. So again, that's amazingteleseminars.com/Gen, G-E-N for generations. I believe that's what it is. If not, go to www.dannyjohnson.com, D-A-N-I-Johnson.com. Check under events, and hopefully that's going to pull it up there. For those of you that are really pressing for First Steps to Success, Denver, Colorado, the 15th and 16th, I have to tell you something. You are a rare breed with a rare desire, and you will have a rare destiny following that First Steps to Success. You are a rare breed with a rare desire, and you will have a rare destiny. You see, 98% of the population is dead or dead broke by the age of 65. 2% of the population has stepped up and desires financial independence and achieves it. Only 2%. So the truth is this. You obviously are rare. Those of you that are on this call, you're of a rare breed. Why? Because other people are watching television instead. Other people are snoring instead. Other people are unfocused. And here, you took time out of your busy day, out of your busy schedule. I took time out of mine to be on the phone with you. That is obvious, a sign of being rare. Therefore, you've got a rare destiny. And here's what I know. If you're plugging in through the system, whether you're plugging in on the website, and again, for those of you that are brand new, if you go to that website now, you can fill out that form. It's a free membership. It's going to get you over 30 hours of free training and equipping. It's going to equip you literally from the ground up. Now, these free calls are helpful. There's no question. Do they plant seed? No question. Can you make money from this free website? Yes, absolutely. But if you want to make six figures, you're going to need to plug into a live event. I think that that kind of makes sense to most of you. You're expecting to get six figures out of a bunch of free stuff. That's kind of not a realistic expectation. But you certainly can get yourself started. You can certainly earn a few $1,000s a month on the free stuff. In fact, for some of you, that's maybe where you need to start. But what our whole desire is to create that rare breed with a rare desire and help them achieve a rare destiny. And what's available on that website for you, absolutely free and free to anyone that you want to direct there. If you've got a business, you've got employees, you can direct those people to that website. We've got several people that have ministries who send their people to this website. Doctor's offices that send their people to these websites. Why? Because what's available on that site, what's available through those products that are available on that site, whether it's live in North Carolina, whether it's the script book and audios, prospect and close your way to millions, you know, if you really want to advance your prospecting and closing skills, all of that's there. But if you're a rare breed with a rare desire and a rare destiny, then you must have a superior skill, superior strategy, and a superior state of mind. I know that's what's in your heart to be. I know that's what's in your heart to do. I know that's what's in your heart to achieve. No question in my mind that you will have, and it's between, literally, it's just time, between where you're at right now and having a superior skill, a superior strategy, and a superior state of mind. Here's what I know, that if this young, uneducated, broke, homeless cocktail waitress could be where I'm standing today, that in my worst years have earned six figures and in my best seven, that if that's where I could go, with a superior skill, superior strategy, and state of mind, then so can you. Those three things can be learned. And you know that you can learn to do absolutely anything. So friends, we've got 3 days left. Let's make these next 3 days of this month really count. Let's put our head down, forge ahead, play injured, shake it off. That's what we need to do. Or if we've had a great month so far, do not let your guard down. The game isn't over yet. So, friends, I'm going to unmute these lines. What I want you to scream out from wherever it is that you're calling from around the world is charge. Ready on a one, two, and...